request Maulana Abbas al-Wahidi to come up to the stage and recognize those winners. Please stay here in the main hall. The activism session will be in here as well, inshallah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب الله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد صلى الله وسلم عليه وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في الأرضين. روحي وارواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. صلوات على محمد وآل محمد. الحمد لله, we're blessed to have our fifth annual Quran competition in the 12th annual of Muslim Congress in Michigan. So basically, five years ago, I was reciting here, and I met, right after my recitation, I met two of the brothers who came up to me, and then they introduced themselves and they said, "We are reciters too." And one of them is Hafiz, the other one is reciter, and they're in professional level. So we decided to make a group, Quranic group, in Muslim Congress under the supervision of Muslim Congress. So alhamdulillah, we made that group at that Muslim Congress with the barakah and the blessing of Muslim Congress. We decided to have a national Quran competition, basically the first national Shia national Quran competition in the U.S. So from that time until now, alhamdulillah, we're blessed to have Quran competition in Muslim Congress as a in a national level. So in our team, alhamdulillah, we're brothers and sisters, and all of them are Hafaz or Qurra of Quran, alhamdulillah ta'ala. So the goal of, and alhamdulillah, with the barakah and the blessing of this competition, we decided to open a Quranic institute, again under the supervision of Muslim Congress. So alhamdulillah, we made it, and we are working on that, and even we named it, in its Qaf Quranic Institute. So we started, alhamdulillah, last year with the training the teachers in different states, different centers. It was very successful. Those who had you know, that classes, those workshops, for example, Seattle, Houston, Sacramento, and other states. Alhamdulillah, we opened different Darul Quran, or it's kind of like our office or representative in different centers. So the goal of our Quranic activities is to establish, inshallah, the Quranic culture in our communities, families, people, school, Islamic schools, Sunday schools, inshallah ta'ala. So we need your support, inshallah, with participating in our classes, inshallah, online classes. We're going to offer that soon. In training the teachers, if any center didn't get any chance to have any training sessions for the teachers, for Sunday school teachers and for Islamic schools, please start working on that. You can come to me and I will come by myself, or I will send some of the professional teachers, one or two, so they can inshallah work with you, so we can help the teachers to go in a higher and teach in a higher level inshallah ta'ala. There's a beautiful hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salat wa salam, and I mentioned it. Because we don't have enough time, I don't want to give you a speech, but basically Imam Sadiq alayhi salat wa salam says the only way that we can survive in the time of fitna, the darkness of fitna, is Quran. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْقُرْآنِ. So we should teach our kids Quran, we should teach our youths Quran, and we should get close to Quran. But the only way that we can teach our kids and youths Quran is first to start from ourselves, inshallah ta'ala. So let's get close to Quran, be friend with Quran, inshallah ta'ala. The most loyal friend in the world is Quran, inshallah ta'ala. And we enjoy from Quran, and inshallah I hope one day we have many huffaz and many qura of Quran here, inshallah ta'ala. Salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So we have annual Quran competition every year in different categories for sisters and brothers in two different age group, under 16 and above 16 years old. And alhamdulillah, for the sisters we have different hall, female judges, and for brothers. And we have recitation, the category of recitation, the category of memorization. We have one juz. We had half of a juz. Now we have one juz, inshallah. Next year we'll have two juz, inshallah. Future, we'll have the whole Quran, inshallah. We have like 5, 10, 15 participants here to basically to compete in the memorization of the whole Quran, inshallah. And it's possible. It is possible, it's not hard. We just need to make our decision, finalize it, and go for it, inshallah ta'ala. And commentary, alhamdulillah.
What is recitation under 16?
Okay, so let me announce, inshallah, the names of the winners. But before that, I would like to invite the chairman of Muslim Congress, Sayyidina Al-Aziz, Sayyid Hujjatul Islam al-Muslimin, Sayyid Sartaj Zaidi. Please welcome him with a loud salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And also I would like to invite Sheikh Salami from the Haram and Shrine of Abu al-Fadl Abbas alayhi salatu wa salam. And if all the ulama can come up, because if I mention all the names, Sheikh Abbas Mirza, please. Haja Qaisar Abbas, please. Haja Bifa. Please. Mulana Ilya, please. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. In his sin, Mulana Ilya has a beautiful annual Quran competition in his center. I made a lifetime promise, so I have to go. It's beautiful, alhamdulillah. He created a beautiful Quranic atmosphere in his center. Shaykh Al-Aziz and my friend, my best friend, Brother Hamid Waqar, inshallah, peace. We used to play basketball in Qom. Salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He's a very good basketball player. Yeah, we have, alhamdulillah, we have a lot of ulama who play basketball very good. Sheikh Amin Rastani, who is not here, maybe he is in gym playing basketball, shooting like 3 points. And Mulana from the haram of Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam, please, Najaf. Alhamdulillah. The bearer of the flag of Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam, Shaykhun al-Aziz. And we have brother Muhammad, he was one of the judges, alhamdulillah. Recite the salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So, the Holy Prophet says, زَيِّنُوا الْقُرْآنَ بِأَصْوَاتِكُمْ. Beautify the Qur'an with your beautiful voice. So we should, inshallah, appreciate the those people who are trying to recite Qur'an in a beautiful way. So let me start in the category of Qur'an recitation under 16. The third place, Brother Reza Mirza. Recite the salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So we're going to save the... Okay. Any family member of him? Okay. Second place. Brother Sayyid Hani Reza. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Okay. First place, I think he should be here. Brother Ali Abbas. Allahumma. You missed his beautiful voice, subhanAllah, it's amazing. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. When he said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillah ar-Rahman, I was shocked and I was subhanAllah. This is mashallah, very beautiful voice, alhamdulillah. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. This one, right?
It's for recitation?
Or memorization? Quran recitation above 16.
Okay. Let me announce that last.
Okay. This one's last?
Okay, we had Sayyid Hani Rizzo, second place.
He's not here.
So. I know.
Sorry.
Obviously, he's above 16, but that's his son, I think. Okay, in Quran memorization above 16, we only had one participant, but alhamdulillah, the brother, so of course he got the first place because there is one out of one, but he, mashallah, very good quality, his hifz, tajweed, sautullah, and he did very good job, alhamdulillah. Brother Mahdi Haidari. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And he memorized more than one juz. Okay, I'll give it to more ulama. Okay, Quran memorization under 16 for brothers. So after that, we're going to go to sisters, inshallah. Third place, Brother Muhammad al-Mullah. Salla ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. It was one juz. One complete juz. Second place, Brother Muhammad Gawhar. Or Gohar. The first place is Brother Hussein Haidari. All of them promised me to, inshallah, memorize the whole Quran, inshallah ta'ala. That's their goal.
Sister's commentary, over 16.
Okay. So, for sisters, in the category of commentary, the first place is Sister Batul Asghar. Okay. The second place in commentary, Sister Amanda Smith. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. The third place, Sister Aliya Sayyid, I think, right? Sister Aliya Sayyid. Okay. Above 16 recitation for sisters. The third place, I think Sister Aliya Sayyid should come back. Sister Aliya Sayyid, third place. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. The second place, Sister Amal Al. It's hard for me to. What is this?
Ali Sayyid Musa.
Yeah, Amal Al Sayyid Musa, I think. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He's busy. Mulana Beg. Please. Yeah, inshallah. We're not going to give you a gift. You're going to give the gift to people, inshallah. For the health of all of the ulama, recite the loud salat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. First place, Sister Sayyida Parveen. Sayyida Parveen. Oh, and so we have two people in first place, and Sister Minhal Al-Hashim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So we had two first place in recitation. Okay, under 16. First place is Sister Maryam Jabbari. First place, under 16. Is she here? Oh, sure. I was expecting someone from there. Alhamdulillah. Okay, second place, Sister Zainab Haider. The third place, again another Zainab. Sister Zainab Mahdi. Salla ala Muhammad. Okay, for sisters, memorization above 16, we have two, first place and second place. The second place, Sister Ma'souma Asghar. Sister Ma, she was here, I think. Okay. Somebody from her family? No one? Friend? Okay. The first place, above 16, one Jews. And You know, we had so many participants this year in sister site. It was completely, like, almost packed, the whole hall, alhamdulillah. So I said it to the brothers, inshallah. Learn, yeah. I mean, maybe boys were busy in basketball court or somewhere else. Okay, alhamdulillah, boys' side was good too, alhamdulillah. Okay, the first place, Sister Amanda Smith. Memorization under 16 for sisters. So we have only first place and second place. Sister, this sister got a lot of. Sister Maryam Asghar. And the first place in memorization under 16, Sister Zainab Haidar. Again. And there is two, because they were Thai. Sister Fatima Rizvi. And Sister Fatima Rizvi. In memorization under 16 years old. You can be on the bus. Okay, commentary for sisters under 16. The first place, Zainab Haidar, Haidari. Now this is different. Zainab Haidari. See, one eye can make a big difference. Zainab, we have Zainab Haidar, we have Zainab Haidari. Sister Ma'souma Mehdi. And the third place, Sister Fatima Rizvi. All the winners, all the participants. Tape. So all the winners, inshallah, can pick up their gifts, inshallah, from the Quran competition table. Okay, now I believe that's the toughest or the most tough part of our Quran competition this year, or at least one of them. In Quran recitation for the brother side above 16. We had very good Quran reciters, alhamdulillah, this year. The third place is Brother Zain Kazmi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Ajal farajam. Sometimes it's really hard to judge, you know, the good reciters or memorizers. And the second place is Brother Muhammad Abbas. Very beautiful voice. Alhamdulillah. His brother got the first place in under 16. Brother Ali Abbas, now he's Brother Muhammad Abbas. And the first place, Brother Muhammad Habibi. But I believe, in alhamdulillah, all the participants are the winners. Inshallah, in this dunya, in the hereafter, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah grant us the shafa'ah of Quran and Ahlul Bayt in Qiyamah, in the hereafter, inshallah ta'ala. So I would like to thank all the judges in sister side, brother side, and all the volunteers who are working so hard to make this happen, to have our annual Quran competition, national Quran competition. We're looking forward to have it bigger and have more people in different categories, inshallah ta'ala. And I hope we see a day that we have like thousands of Quran memorizers and thousands of professional Quran reciters in our communities, inshallah ta'ala. Thank you, ulama. I would like to thank all the ulama, alhamdulillah. All of you guys, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and success to read Quran, understand Quran, and act upon the ayat of Quran, inshallah ta'ala. Recite loud salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.